Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, chat fight with popcorn. Now, as a host, when I see something like that, that tells me that there could be an issue. I'll get to that in a second. I do see that my pal Skip is like, EZ, I can help right away with the wish list. He's like one of these, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot or else it's going to slip his mind. A lot of people are like that when it comes to the Great Food Giveaway. And that's totally cool. So, Skip, I'm going to post this in the chat. That is the link that Megan sent my way for the wish list for feminine hygiene products for the people who are going to be receiving at the Great Food Giveaway. All right. He says, well, yeah, I forget everything. Hey, I get you. I'm the same way, brother. You are preaching to the choir on that one. In fact, while we are talking that, before I break down this war that is going down between audience members, which is, I mean, that does happen. People sometimes get rankled in the chat. And frankly, I'm here for it. I've just posted the ways you can donate to the Great Food Giveaway, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Okay, so I saw this when Bread Bull Brain Chris wrote chat fight. And then I worked my way up. I see two spots above Tophus, and I'm like, okay, that's got to be one of the combatants because he wrote something, and then something the AI blocked what he said. I don't know what he said, but there was an arrow next to it, and then he said, here you go, cunt. So, uh-oh. I mean, if you're going to call somebody a cunt, there's something going on. Here we are in the chat and something happened and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it right now. And he sent that towards audience member Shmoo Money, who I don't recall who that is. I haven't seen that in a while. I think I've seen that name here before, but I don't know who that is. So now I'm working upwards. Stevie says, I want to bring my dogs, but I don't know if they'd behave. No, that's great. Bring them. Megan says, this Santa is legit. I've seen reviews and talked with him, real beard and all. When you've talked with him, does he actually go, ho, 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 ho? Does he like really carry it over into the phone conversation? All right. So, you know, honestly, I could go way back and look at what's going on between these two folks. But I don't want to do that. I'm going to let whoever, I know Tophus is involved, and I know who Tophus is, but whoever this other soul is, I can't really dive in here. It looks quite complex. Megan says, who is Smoo? I don't recall. I recognize the name, but I recognize the handle on Twitch, but because it kind of rings a bell with me, but I couldn't tell you. Tofus is coming with receipts. Becca Shea says, yikes. Tofus is trying to post links. I don't think you can here for some reason. Alan's not helping. He writes, Tofus, how are your tits? And then Badger says, okay, this is where it's getting out of line. Tofus is, he calls Tofus a sensitive R word. Now that's a little too much. Bob says that Tofus's tits are definitely not calm. Too long, didn't read. Smooth said that Tofus was a parrot about the 34 indictments on Trump. So Tofus posted everything. Skip says, so I ordered not a ton of feminine hygiene products, but if I help hand out food, can I bring my 9-year-old? Absolutely. Yeah. You absolutely bring your 9-year-old. And then afterwards, what you do is you say to them, say, look, some of those folks there are down on their luck. All right. Most of those people, something got off the rails. And so I just want to say to you, 9-year-old child, whoever you are, don't get off the rails. What do you mean, Dad? Well, stay in school. Get yourself a solid education. Learn a trade. Save your money. Don't fall victim to substance abuse. And then you're good. Otherwise, you'll be in this line. Badger asks if using the term tard is okay. Look, I don't want to go out of my way to talk about what can be and cannot be said on the chat. The audience members can say whatever they want on the chat, except Joe Martinez. He cannot talk shit about Michigan football anymore. I actually have filters in place that if he writes, we bow to no one, it won't go. But if people do drop things on there, who am I to tell you what to say? I am not going to do that. You say what you say. All right? I simply just can't read that particular word because I just recently established a fantastic contact with my pals over at the Special Olympics for the Unified Sports Programs. And, you know, Pooh Bear works with some of our special citizens, our young people. So it's probably a great idea for me to move on from that. It's just not going to work. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I'm kind of surprised that Joe Martinez has not brought up the big story out of the Big Ten this morning. Okay, so I don't know about that. Big story out of the Big Ten Conference. Oh, is it about Michigan State? I think Michigan State had to vacate some wins because they played they broke some stupid rule. So they got the book thrown at them. I mean, if you're Michigan State, you don't win any games in the first place. I mean, it's bad enough how shitty they are. It's from the Mel Tucker era. I think they had one good year because they got Kenneth Walker to play for them. So they had to vacate all those wins, I guess. Joe is back. He says, yeah, that hammer came down on them. And it should. You know, you break the rules, you should pay the price. I don't know how Michigan gets away with not paying the price when they cheat. Our beloved dog, Bruce, is 100% sleeping on his back like he likes to do. It doesn't get much more hilarious than that. Donut Dan says, is it that everyone is betting on the games like the NBA? I don't think it had anything to do with that. Joe Martinez says, we didn't cheat. You absolutely cheated. All right. That's the only reason why you won the national championship, because of your cheating. Did you see Central Michigan? They got in trouble because the coach of Central Michigan, I forget the asshole's name, he used to like blow Harbaugh. And so they wanted to get Michigan State's plays or whatever the hell. So they brought Connor Stallions there and they put him in a disguise. Remember that? And then they go, oh, we don't know how he got in there. That's weird. That's bullshit. They totally paved the way for him and allowed him on there. So now they're in trouble. They just got the book thrown at them. All these schools, I'd do the same thing. All right. I would cheat just as much as they are. Okay. You cannot fault someone for cheating. They're all going to do it. But when you get caught, you can't just say, nuh-uh. Yeah, you did. It's a news story if you don't cheat, LOL. Donut Dance is good or bad. Big money brings cheating to sports, period. Right, and that's what we love about it. You hear about, like, when sports teams cheat or when there's gambling. It's like, no, that should be allowed. Players should have to actually make a bet before the game on themselves. Like, it should be legal to bet on you for the game. And the world should know about it. Who cares? Red Bull Brain Chris says, LOL. In fact, that was one of the wins that was vacated. MSU over CMU when Stallions was there. Joe Martinez says, no vacate if wins and no hard punishment. Well, no. There wasn't. There really wasn't a hard punishment. But you definitely cheated. I mean, come on now. I mean, I don't care. Everybody cheats. But you definitely cheated. All right. I'm going to take a break because I got to go potty. Why do I know this name before that I haven't seen in a while? I've seen the name Shmoo Money. And I'm like, is this a new person? But I know I've seen it. All right. I need to use the restroom. I will be right back. As usual, you guys are carrying me with the awesome conversation. I appreciate that so much. Don't go anywhere. I will be back. Shit! Damn it! I'm such an asshole. I hate when I do that. God. Yeah, just let the music, but it's so awkward. It's really bad. So, go to the boys' room. The stupid song runs out. And then it's just everybody's looking at each other. Tyler says, it's my favorite, LOL. My favorite part is hearing the hobbit feet shuffle into the room. Yeah, I know. All right, so congrats to, I guess, to our very own Nick in Houston. For now, it's okay for him to get paid, I guess. After all that nonsense. We had a rip-roaring edition of Who Are These Free Beers yesterday. This picture was sent to me by Adam Balboa. I guess the Burn King went with the sunglasses while he was on the air because the sun was shining on his face, I guess. I just promoted the free clip from Who Are These Free Beers. I should probably play that for you, the free clip, just to kind of like help promote it so that folks can check it out if they want to. Hello, friend. In fact, let's do that. This is my free clip so that folks can check it out of yesterday's Who Are These Freebeers? Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends. Okay, no, I don't want to play that. I mean, that's great. I appreciate them so much. With code Zane. SecretNature.com.
Organ donation. Gift of Life Michigan is the state's nonprofit federally designated.
Okay, now this is interesting. I never listen to these clips that play after I publish them. Now, I am aware of Secret Nature, CBD botanicals. I also was made aware that because these commercials show up and, I get paid for them. And that one I recorded on my own. But other ones I don't record, and I don't even know what they are. But I guess there had recently been a commercial on there recruiting people to get a job with ICE, which is hilarious that that's on there. And now this one, the organization that fired me as a volunteer ambassador for organ donation, Gift of Life, is now appearing.
And it means everything to the one decision.
With code Zane. SecretNature.com. Code Zane. Secret Nature.
Every 10 minutes, another name is added to the transplant waiting list. But one decision, your decision, can save up to 8 lives. Registering as an organ donor is easy, and it means everything to the families who are waiting, hoping, and holding on. Say yes to organ donation. Gift of Life Michigan is the state's nonprofit federally designated.
All right. So that's, I didn't even know this till just now, that they have sponsored the podcast. And that's so fucked up because a little bit of background. After I gave away the kidney, they sought me out. And they said, we think you would be an excellent ambassador for organ donation because you have a platform. You've given away an organ, and you can tell people about your experience, and it can help pave the way for possibly organ donation. I go, yeah, let's do it. And then they would book me at events. Like I would speak, like a keynote speak, or I'd host. I'd tell my story to people, and they'd be like, oh, yeah. It was fine. Whatever it takes. I'm willing to donate my time to do this. Then, Tyler says, you were doing it for free and got fired. Now you're getting paid by them post-firing. This is amazing. So, here I am. Hey, Eric, can you go speak to the so-and-so? And yeah, I'll be happy to help. Yep. Then one day there was a story about these wackos in Muskegon who a family member was dying and they said, all right, it got to the point where there's no turning back and Gift of Life, the person who was dying had said, I want to donate my organs. So this is a very open and shut case. If it's the person's final wishes, you have to abide by them. So this person is going to die, and they go to take the organs, and the family goes, no, she told us before she got sick that she was going to change her mind. And nobody believed this family. But for some reason, they didn't want the organs to leave the soon-to-be deceased, so they sued Gift of Life. And it was a shit show. So I supported Gift of Life in this. And I think I made a Facebook post or something like that. And the next thing I know, they call me up and they explain that there's a problem. I go, oh, okay, well, I'll take it down. So I take it down. A month later, I get another call. Yeah, we've decided that we can no longer be associated with you because, and I'm like, well, yeah, because of why? What did I'm on your side. Yeah, but we don't want that type of attention. So we're cutting. I'm like, holy shit, I'm being fired by a charitable organization for something that I was trying to help you, and you're fucking firing me? Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was so pissed off. I think I was on this show. I was so pissed. I was announcing organ donation is not the way to go or something like that. I was saying something stupid like, take your organs back. So for me to right now on this show want to play you the clip of my free clip of yesterday's Who Are These Free Beers and to hear a pre-recorded commercial from those assholes is fucking remarkable. Oh my God. Donut Dan says, brother, you are the goat of getting fired, but you're still the official announcer of the Dirty Donut. Tyler says, donate through Gift of Life Ohio. My God, you were doing it for free, got fired. Now you're getting paid by them post-firing. This is amazing. Rebecca says, this was the stupidest series of events. Oh, my God.
Donated organ and tissue donation program. Their diverse, collaborative team works to save lives through donation. Sign up at golm.org/signup and share your decision with ones you love.
Shut up, dick.
It'll be on my birthday.
Dump it.
I said, just dumb. Or when you get it.
Crumbs on shirt.
Yeah. Hey, friends, I've got a free clip from the latest Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 77 is in the books. Enjoy this free clip.
A good portion of this podcast has been pointing out the greatness that is the Hot Wings hot take. Today is no different. Whether it's because of the laugh talking or the content, they're ripe for material for this show. Also, for this one, let me remind you that this show is on rock stations. This hot take leads to a rocking, gripping conversation.
Oh.
Good morning. I'm Hot Wings with a hot take.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 hot.
Flowers that have to be dug up and tended to and stored in special ways are high maintenance jerk plants that deserve to go extinct.
Oh, dang.
Mm.
Oh.
Fucking kidding me.
Serve to go extinct.
Oh, dang.
Mm.
So, flower talk is about to be in full swing. No mocking from anyone, just rocking contribution. Hot Wings takes his love of tree talk to full on plant talk.
So, they're just yes anding them instead of calling him a freaking queer like they should.
Yeah, like during the double wrap bread where you were like, you're gay.
Idiot. Oh, God. They're going, how about them flowers?
Yeah, oh, flowers.
Dig them up. I hate it, too.
They got petals and stamens. And
are you talking about tulips?
No.
Like a direct shot at your dad right there.
Dahlias.
Oh, yeah, those.
Those are my favorite.
So they are pretty, right? And my old man dad, that's what he does most of his life is tend to those flowers, and he's excellent at it, and he loves it. Now, I didn't fall far from the tree in that I like trees and plants. I did.
Now he's off and running. Now, this is terrible. Yeah.
Fall far from the tree in that I like no or low maintenance plants that you put in the ground and then leave alone, possibly trim every so often. But those you have to take out of the ground and then store them in some special way. You have to split the roots, the tubers. And I go, yep, this is why I didn't want these. And I had brought it up in the spring because he had like 280 of these plants because he's been splitting them over the years and he cultivated these things. And I said, those are cool. And I go, I'll take one. Let's see what happens if I plant it. Mm-hmm. And of course, he gave me 9.
Yeah.
And then I gave 3 to my girlfriend, but I still have 6. And
More details.
They did terribly, and now I have to like research how to take them out. I have to call my dad and go, "What do I do now?"
More. And then do what? Yeah, you couldn't just look on the internet. You couldn't. Right. You couldn't just.
Oh, I think he does actually.
Side?
Yeah, I have to dig them up and put them in like special containers, and there's like 8 different schools of thought about put them in this material.
So basically, his dad, who's elderly, did something nice for him, and he's talking shit about it.
Yes. Put them in pine needles.
You can't just let them die because your daddy gave them to
you. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah, because you said,
They're his legacy.
You said, I have to.
Not me. These.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Right?
You're a grown adult. Yep. You're a man. You're 50.
It'll take care of those. Frost.
Well, there is my internal school of thought of what if I just don't do anything and let's see it. This will be my science experiment.
You're going to see if they'll make it through the winter.
See what happens. Will they come back up if I don't do anything?
Probably not.
But maybe.
We'll find out.
This was what Hot Wings thinks was much better than this because.
Oh, yeah.
At least that was written out and you knew it was coming to an end. It'd be 80 seconds.
You tried to put jokes in there. And,
but this is just funny.
Yeah.
Hey, no, just make a wild statement like flowers stink and then we'll kick it around and it'll be great.
Yeah. Now.
It's getting warmer by the year a little bit. Our winters are a little milder. I know they're not below below the frost line.
We're just a couple of years away from a full year growing season.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
20,000.
Wow. Million. Boy, does that just.
By the way.
Ugh.
And then they just move on. Yeah.
Ugh. What a mess that is.
Yeah. Seriously. These are the segments that I've pulled from that are starting shows.
Yeah, that's always a bad way to start. And Tyler writes, quote, "What if I just don't do anything?" Which coincidentally is his motto for his radio career. That's it. My free clip from the latest Who.
All right.
If you think that's fun, us ripping on them for 4.5 minutes, we had another 44 minutes of ripping on them in episode number 77 at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for free for 7 days. Pro tip, sign up for a year. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Yowza. Pro tip, if you get past the free trial and you're like, all right, I'm paying for this now. $5 a month or $10 a month, sign up for 1 full year and we'll take 10% off the cost. Tyler says, my joke made the free clip. I'm honored. No, I've said before, you're one of the joke writers here. Your jokes always land. I'm jealous of your jokes, dick. Alan says, Hot Wings meant to say, quote, he gave some to his bitch. Yeah, I don't think that's not really Hot Wings. He wouldn't say that. He would not say that. No, I don't want to start anything with Hot Wings on a personal level. My attacks of Hot Wings are always professional. I would never ever attack Hot Wings on a personal level. Now, when it comes to free beer, I have attacked him on a personal level. It probably would be a good thing for me to only simply just call him a fucking moron and say he sucks on the radio. That inevitably, I think, still is personal, though. If you say, yeah, you're a fucking moron. This is stupid. That's exactly what is my strength. Anything more than that, I put myself in jeopardy. Cole asks, what does Hot Wings' girlfriend look like? She looks stunning in the images I've seen of her. She is absolutely beautiful. The idea, how can you not? Have you seen his shiny 5-head? Yeah, so when I attack his looks, that is also a personal attack. So... I'm definitely going to attack him personally, but I think I need to stay away from attacking. There's another person in his life. And if I attack that person, I put myself in jeopardy. So that is no more. I will no longer attack anyone but free beer. All right. Thank you to everybody who checked out Who Are These Free Beers live when we did it. Okay, let's move on. Firearms deer season is getting ready to start in the great state of Michigan. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
The deer season has been going on. Well, you had archery beginning October 1 to November 14. And then it will pick up again after firearms deer season. You don't want archery guy out in the woods while firearms guy is out in the woods. Firearms guy and gal is Saturday at sunrise in Michigan. And that goes to the end of the month. When I go up north during hunting season, I don't like venturing out into the woods because you never know where these hunters are going to be. They may wander onto your land or you could catch a bullet. I don't even let the dogs. It's, all right, now stay here. Don't go out into the wild. Some drunk hunter is going to shoot you. So that's all going on in the great state of Michigan. People are harvesting their deer. Last year, 180,000 deer were harvested during the deer season. Easy math. I'm just going to say 15 days of hunting. That's 12,000 a day. That's 500 an hour. That's 8 a minute. That's 0.13 deer per second for 15 days. That's a lot of deer. This is critical towards the deer environment. If they did not do this, the population would grow unchecked. Various wasting diseases would take root, and the entire herd would be in jeopardy. These Gestapo that run the state of Michigan, the DNR, they have conservation numbers backing them to support what they do. Now, that's just for firearms deer season. There's a lot more that are shot in those other times of year, like muzzle loading season. And so in Michigan, you either are well aware of this, or you hunt yourself, or you're like an anti-hunter. Well, I mean, I'm aware of it. I'm not an anti-hunter. I love that they're out there. I will eat that food, but I can't, man, I would have so much anxiety. I would just sit there and cry like the bitch that I am after I harvested a deer. I can't do it. I can't even begin to fathom that. I don't like to consider that even happening. I know full well how necessary it is, and I support that. I just can't do it. Tyler also points out it's critical for keeping potential serial killers, a.k.a. hunters, at bay from slaughtering humans. Yes, it scratches that itch. Shmoo Money says, those numbers back up why no country will dare invade us. Thank God for the Second Amendment. Well, I don't know if those numbers have anything to do with a country invading us. I think that suggestion would be that we would then be able to slaughter the people who are invading us. But I don't know how much good a hunting rifle is going to do up against a tank. So I don't. That's kind of silly, I think. Badger says, this is when you're south of the hard living line and you come up and get drunk and grope the local bar sluts. I definitely can't get behind that comment about going to areas north of the hard living line and groping the local, as you put it, bar sluts, people that are working behind bars, tending the bar. I think they just want to serve the food and the drink and not get groped. Nor do I think it's appropriate to refer to them as local bar sluts. Black Belt Nick says people were upset with Marty and I because our wedding was on the first day of gun season and the day U of M and Ohio State were both undefeated and playing to go to the Rose Bowl. Ugh. Yeah, I could see that. So basically what you had to have a successful wedding is a deer blind and the game on. All right. Alan says, I harvested a doe last year with my 30-06. I mean, did I say go? A doe. I harvested a doe last year with my 30-06 running as fast as she could at 110 yards. I have the pick of the hole it left. I can send it to you if you want it easy. It was catastrophic. Well, yeah. So let me get this straight. Is it running across your line of sight and you had to lead it? Is that what you're telling me? Or did you shoot it as it was running away and you shot it in the ass and the bullet? No, the first one. So he says it was, wow, that sounds very difficult. The creature is moving and you had to, the bullet had to meet the beast. So you had to appropriately lead the animal. He said he hit it broadside with the 30-06. So I'm guessing that it pierced its lungs, which I think that's like a pretty instantaneous death, if I understand what my hunting brethren have told me over the years. That's like the most humane thing that can happen to a deer when it comes to it being harvested. The last thing you want to do is shoot poorly, and then the deer is just wounded. That makes for a very painful process. You just don't want that. Then you got to track it down. And like, oh, fuck, shit. Again, I can talk about this like it's not real, but fuck that. There is no way. Nick says, shoot the neck and no tracking involved. So that's what you do? I didn't know that. You're supposed to shoot it in the neck? Badger says send the pic to Allen. All right, now let me just say this. For those audience members that are sensitive, I will give you plenty of warning if you do not want to see Allen and his slaughtered deer. Yes, send it along, Eric at ericzaneshow.com. I'm looking at it right now. Okay. So, and he wrote, 30-06 coming in clutch today. So what I'm looking at, and I'm not showing it yet, is that the wound leaving the deer or the wound entering the deer? Because it did a tremendous amount of damage. Nick says, no, that's what I do. Broadside behind shoulder is the common spot. All right. This was broadside, and I think this can be described as behind the shoulder. And I'm about to show it on Twitch. So if this is not your thing, I don't want to upset anybody. So I will tell you when I post it, when I show it here, and I will also announce that it's no longer there. Okay? So I am getting ready to show Allen's deer with a hole in it in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Plenty of warning. I think I did a remarkable job at that. There is the doe. And I'm guessing it went down quick. And that was that. That is quite an impressive shot, I'll say that. How much food, and I'm turning this off so that it is not visible right now. It is now gone. Megan says, don't you want to stay away from shooting the body for the food, though? You know, I couldn't answer that. Alan says, no meat wasted. You might have it. It looks damaged, but outside of the, the opening, I'm sure you can still utilize the food there. Tyler says, Megan, I'm surprised you stuck around to see the pic. Megan says, I'm no pussy. She is not a pussy. She's a tough chick. Alan says, my house eats 3 to 4 deer a year. So how much like in poundage after all of the, I don't know how to describe it. The parts are harvested and cut into their cuts of meat. How much is there packaged up and thrown in the freezer? Is it certain poundage? Like for a deer like that, are you talking like 40 pounds of food? That's a lot. You know, Joe Rogan talks about elk. He like, if you want to get on his good side, you talk about elk. He loves elk. He talks about how good the food is for you. And I think deer is right in the same ballpark. You know, that's like really healthy food to eat. Badger says, did you bite the heart for luck next year? No, that's a psychopath thing. 30 to 60 pounds of food, depending on the size. That one there was 50 pounds of meat. Q100, being that we're north of the hard living line, we have a radio station buck pole. Like you can go to the radio station to the buck pole. That tells you where you're at. There's also the virtual buck pole. You can post pictures of your harvest on the virtual Q100 buck pole. And then they draw names to who's going to win. Like, you get like a sponsor. So you can win like a Bush Light can cooler and a Busch Light chair and a Busch Light deer blind and a Busch Light rifle and free taxidermy from Busch Light. My brother shot a monster truck, a monster buck a few years back. He sent me pictures and a text of him holding the rack and head from behind, and I sent back, "Is your truck okay?" No, if it hit that thing. All right, good luck, hunters. Some of these hill jacks, they're not serious. They just go up to deer camp and drink and eat White Castles. And drink more, and then occasionally they're lucky enough to get a deer. All right, I'm moving on. I want to show you the next big women's college basketball star. You remember Caitlin Clark? She was big in the college ranks. She's in the pros. What's the other one's name? Black chick. This chick here is the new face of college basketball, women's college basketball. I think she goes about 5'8", 5'9", 325. Angel Reese is her name. Now, I'm not kidding you here when I say that. This chick is chunky but funky. Here you go. Her name is Audie Crooks from Southern California. Wait a minute. From Iowa State. Why did I think that? Probably because of the jersey color.
Self, and then gets fouled on the putback. To the night for the visiting Beacons. Now Crooks traveled earlier. This is with the left hand.
Right? You got to know your personnel, right. Know your kids, and how they'll step up in the moment.
Fade away.
Okay,
for
now
Crooks.
She's not doing any power moves with that big body. She could dominate in the paint like that with that big body like that.
She's not one dimensional.
Here's Crooks again to answer the Shaftide jumper. Crooks the touch. Up okay. And over.
Now she's jumping about half an inch off the ground, and she's absolutely unstoppable. I think these chicks need to play better defense. I really do.
Two, got it. Low scoring affair in this first half. Inside Crooks. Turns, got
all right,
it.
So they get the big girl, the basketball, and she's going to score best. Every time.
That's a three. It's no good for Sydney. The Beacons get a ton of credit for how they've played in this first
okay.
half. Crooks.
Now, if you're women's college basketball, for me, I want this type of superstar. I want the chick who defies the ideal physical body. And she's just a bruiser like that. That's outstanding. I mean, this is a powerful, powerful woman. She's built like a Sherman tank.
100 seconds in the first half. And Williams lobs for Crooks.
Tyler says everybody's scared to play defense against her. Yeah, she dropped the hammer on him.
Kenzie Hare up ahead.
Oh, that left her open.
Into Crooks. Easy. Contact. Got it. Loaded here in the final minutes of the first half. Crooks. Oh. Just up sideline for a potential.
Yeah, they got a hammer. You got to come down and drop
Crooks
an elbow on her head
turning,
or something like that.
Tough look.
Because they're just letting her have her way with them. You got to get that instinct. Make her never forget that she can't be in the paint. You're going to have to smash her in the head. Tofa says if she wanted to, she could level the whole team. Yeah, I want to see that chick pissed off. Unstoppable. Murder lover Linda, no fan of ladies college basketball. She says, or ladies basketball in general, says, I had to leave for a bit and I come back to this. Well, the story is she's not the typical athlete. She's built like a shot putter. Okay? And I love that. To me, that makes me love any type of women's sports. I would love to see that girl at the next level, humiliating all these skinny bitches. Okay? And this opens the door for more chunky but funky chicks who are very, very powerful and skilled at what they do. She could drain that mid-range jumper all damn game if she wanted to. And it doesn't hurt that no one will challenge her. Our very own Linda has been aggressively attacking women's college sports or college basketball for some time, says, I'd love it if she was on a balance beam. Well, who knows? She might do that. And I want to be there for it. I, for one, love that. Badger, with some horrible comments, says she will eat you. And then he says they don't make beams that thick. Unbelievable. Horrible. Unacceptable. Are you the type of person that, like, you put a plate of food in front of your dog and you're like, no, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Okay, eat it. And then you kind of, I always hate that. I always feel bad for the dog. Just fucking let the dog eat. This is the first thing that I've seen Dan Campbell do that I don't like. It's one of his family members shoots a video of how he's trying to train the fucking dog. And I'm like, fucking idiot. Just let the dog eat, okay? Do you have to make a big production out of it to show it that you've trained it? Shut the fuck up. I hate this. It's Coach Dan and his dog.
I'm just supposed to say when it's ready.
No, ma'am. No. Sit up.
Sit.
Sit.
It's terrified. Come on.
Sit. There you go.
The little one's eating the food. Now the dog's like, come on, let me eat some. And then watch this. That little fucking dog.
Come down, man.
Okay.
Eats all the food, and then this one needs to lick the plate.
Perfect.
That is bullshit. That drives me up a wall. I hate that stuff. Just feed the dog. Tofa says, someone take that dog away from that asshole. Megan says, this guy is the worst. Tyler says, this man can do no wrong. He gets a pass. Stevie says, asshole today, that guy. You do realize that was Dan Campbell, right? Mr. Dan Campbell, I can do no wrong, Dan Campbell. He absolutely did something wrong there. Feed the dog, dick. I hate that. Yeah, I train my dog. Shut up. I don't even train the dog. None of that shit. One, I don't bother. It's too much time. And then, no, this is all I want out of my dog. I want my dog to not go to the bathroom in the house. And I have that. The only time that the dog does not go to the bathroom, the only time the dog goes to the bathroom in the house is when I miss the cues and do not let the dog out. I want the dog to come up to me and want me to pet the dog. And then if I stop petting the dog, I want the dog to put its paw on me, telling me, please keep petting me. I want that. I want dog to run to the door when I walk in to greet me. I want dog to wait by the door when I leave, as long as he can until he gets bored because he misses me. And that's about it. Outside of that, I'm not going to teach him to fucking jump up and down like an asshole. I don't even care that he jumps on people. If my dogs jump on people, that's one less. Maybe they'll have a bad experience and not want to come back. Alan says, you would hate my house. Yeah, I want my dogs to behave like dogs. Megan says, now I hate the Lions. This is the former Detroit Lions defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn. He's not happy with this certain reporter who, according to Aaron Glenn, the reporter knows all about the injuries of the players on the team. More than he does, I guess. And he's annoyed at that.
I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers. So you guys can get all the injuries from Rich.
Is Garrett a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want
to ask Rich?
I'm asking you.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich. Well, you better call him.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like, we want to hear from you. You know, like
that. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Okay, this is kiss of death. All right, your team stinks, and now this is happening. That all that shows is that you're willing to get in the mud with reporters rather than actually work on your fucking football team. Jake Bates, Lion kicker. When your friend won't make a fantasy trade, so you have the actual player tell them to do it. This is Detroit Lions kicker Jake Bates.
Hey, let's go ahead and make a fantasy trade. She'll give you Chase, and I get to be on her team. It's a win-win. We'll tell her this right now.
All right. Anybody who trades, what's his name? Jamar Chase for a kicker is an idiot on fantasy football. Only a moron would do that. Kickers are a dime a dozen in fantasy football.
Dare was a police officer.
This is a video going around. This guy thinks that the Dare program was all a pyramid scheme.
Dare was a police officer pyramid scheme the whole time.
Off-duty police officers could get a side gig as a Dare officer, and then they could recruit other police officers in their area. The more people you recruited, the more kickbacks you got. And that's why it spread so fast, because it was kind of an MLM. And the way they got that model, one of the board members, the founder of Herbalife.
Dare.
Oh, no. Dare to keep. I mean, but honestly, that's not a bad thing. Dare to keep kids off.
Dare was a police officer.
I don't know if it helped in any way. Tyler says you can't act like a cocky asshole and have it be cute if your team is shitty. Tophus on Aaron Glenn. What a bitch. Fucking crybaby. Do your job better then. Man Bun Chris says, shut up and buy the book. I don't know what you mean by that. I think I'm missing the context, which I do a lot on this show. We all know that. All right. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to get a Yamaha golf cart, ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, go-kart, snowmobile, lawnmower. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. They also have a full service team that can help you if any of your existing gear gets kind of messed up. Man Bun Chris says, referencing your pyramid scheme story. Shut up! Buy the book! Okay, now I get it. The most recent telling of me with the pyramid scheme Amway, I've been told was the best retelling of it that I've ever had. And you need to know that occasionally retellings do lead to new nuanced moments like that. And this most recent telling did touch a nerve with a lot of people. So thank you for the reminder of that. But asking me to remember it or throwing out a reference to the actual rant, is nearly impossible for me to actually go, oh, yep, I remember. Again, the show's end and it's gone. It's never to return. It's long gone. Thank you, though. I'm glad you remembered it. That's the key to surviving in podcasting, saying things that people will remember. So I'm appreciative that you remembered. Just wish I could. Finally, thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. You can find them at KuiperTreeCare.com. If you need trees trimmed, if you need unwanted trees removed, if you need the stumps ground, and then you can leave them there for 3 years like I do, by all means, not to mention tree risk assessment and storm cleanup, Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. The asshole of the day today. We have candidates. We've got Dan Campbell's a candidate. We've got Gift of Life Michigan. Could be a candidate. Badger says Tofus. Nah, I'm not going to make Tofus. Come on, I get the fuck out of here. Sometimes audience members get pissed at each other. Today's asshole of the day. For firing me and then signing up to be an advertiser on my podcast. Gift of Life, Michigan. Fuck you. Don't put that bad juju on Dan Campbell before a big game this weekend. Come on. No, no way. No way. All right. Birch Barlow says Shmoo Money. I don't even know who that guy is, and I don't have a problem with him. Come on. CMG Madden Player for Life is here. It's been a while since we've seen you, big fella. Goes with Dan Campbell. Badger for his shitty marksmanship. Oh, my God. All right, folks. Thanks for being here once again on the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'll talk.
And let
to
me
you
know
on the
how it goes.
Again. That's not right. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. You can sign up at patreon.com/Eric. Sorry, that's not. There we go. Enjoy the rest of your day if I don't catch you on the Patreon. Have a good one, folks. Bye bye.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.